It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
All right, it is the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha. Today, our friends from Lagunitas are here, and a friend from the Sonoma County Library. Lagunitas is doing a Books and Brews event. We'll talk about that, and of course, my co-host, Mark Carpenter.
How are we doing?
Good, buddy.
And I've got a great Lagunitas beer in front of me. I love Thursdays.
I know you do. Yeah. What is that? I don't recognize the Lagunitas label on that one.
This is
a
new one.
Summer lager.
Summer lager, and it's really a tasty beer. I'd recommend it highly.
Really?
Yes.
I like the, whatever you call it, the red.
The logo.
The logo, thank you, yes.
Yeah, it's a beautiful can. Also, look at this. We haven't opened it. It's our IPA, but a big can.
A big can. Yeah, there's people are starting to do that now.
Yeah, oh
the
yeah.
The big can.
Yeah. It's easier to carry around for summer, you know.
I guess.
You know, and if you carry two cans, you can just carry this one.
I carry four bottles of wine.
There you go.
You know me. All right. Believe it or not, before we introduce our guests today, we're going live to France.
Hello.
Herlinda is in France for the D-Day celebration.
This is actually my first time for the D-Day ceremonies here in France. It is phenomenal. The entire town, actually the whole area, it just goes crazy for all of this.
Are you in Normandy?
I am in Normandy. I am just a few miles from Omaha Beach.
Wow.
Where the D-Day troops invaded and landed on June 6, 1944. 4,000 young men died just that day. So today we attended the ceremony at Omaha Beach at the American Cemetery. It's pretty awe-inspiring to see there's just thousands of white crosses and Stars of David on, you know, this beautiful cemetery. But they had this huge ceremony. 15,000 people were in attendance at the ceremony today because it was the 75th anniversary of D-Day.
Right.
So this is pretty much the last time these World War II veterans that are still alive, could attend. We had a 96-year-old veteran on our tour named Bud. Well, that's his nickname, but his real name's Willard, but I'd go by Bud, too, we decided. We landed in the ferry from Portsmouth in Normandy, and he immediately fell on the stairs. And I
heard about that, and you have sent some photos to us.
Yes, I tried to get him to get on the elevator, and he was stubborn, and next thing I knew, you know, he was fallen on the stairs. So he broke his hip. I was helping him until the ambulance came, but the American embassy got his senators from Montana involved, and 9 senators from the U.S. made sure he had surgery, emergency surgery, and then they got him there today in an ambulance.
Yeah, nice.
And he sat. He said he was coming no matter what. So they got him there, and he was sitting directly behind the podium. So as President Macron spoke and as President Trump spoke, we saw our friend Bud there the whole time.
Thank you so much. Bless you. When are you coming back?
I will be back for the show next week. I'll have some special cider from Normandy, which they're known for, and Calvados, which they're also known for. And that's what the soldiers were gifted when they liberated Normandy, France. All the villagers gave them Calvados.
Do me a favor. Bring me some French wine.
I will. Okay. I will. I'll find you something special, some white wine.
We love Herlinda. Have a great trip. Say hi to your dad. A lot going on today. From Lagunitas, Sarah Jane Wiseman and Michelle Novosel?
Yes.
Okay. And from
nice
the Sonoma County Public Library Foundation, I'm sorry. Somebody scribbled this. I can.
Adriana.
Oh, you're Adriana.
I am.
You're making fun of my handwriting.
You wrote this, huh?
No, I didn't.
I did.
No. Well, he's got the worst handwriting ever. And we've been doing this show 11 years. So, anyway, welcome, ladies. This is a cool thing. Somebody from Lagunitas, it's Books and Brews. They're doing an event to help the Sonoma County Library. tell us what this is all about.
We'll let Adriana talk about the event. Tell us a little bit about it. When is it, Adriana?
It's this Saturday in the evening, so when the library is closed. This
is at Lagunitas?
At actually the Central Library in Santa Rosa.
Downtown.
Yeah, downtown. So
I love that place.
Perfect. So you can just, you know, right there after work and meet us right there for
Do I get free Lagunitas with my library card?
You get free Lagunitas with the purchase of a ticket. Yes.
Okay.
All you can drink.
Well, explain the genesis of this and how it all...
So I'm with the foundation. So we essentially raise funds to support library systems throughout all the libraries in the county. We're a nonprofit, and this is our very first annual Books and Brews, and we're very excited to have partnered up with Lagunitas, so we can raise funds to support where our library systems might need it the most. So we're trying to definitely target places where folks don't have access necessarily to books or to actually media. I'll tell you
like
more.
Like the internet.
Like the internet. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So, for example, some of the things that we raised funds for are Chromebooks, for example, that people can check out and take to their homes. So there are some folks that might not be able to go to the library, but could check them out and take them home and, you know, review internet and do work and do homework. So there's a lot of stuff.
It's great.
Making it
accessible for everyone.
And ladies, how did Lagunitas get involved in this? I mean, you guys are the best, as we know. Lyndon Bush is a regular on this show, even though he's...
Yeah, we love Ron.
He's in Hopland now, but but how did you guys get involved?
Well, we're part of our community giving department, which is our philanthropy arm of the brewery. We've been working with thousands of nonprofits for many, many years now.
Yeah, no kidding.
I've been with the brewery for 8 years and been a beer fairy my whole time that I've been there. Michelle is also a beer fairy, and we work with... most of our nonprofits that we donate beer to across the country are actually, most of them are local here in the county. It's, what, 60% of our donations?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, you guys are amazing. The whole organization is incredible.
Yeah, last year alone we donated to over 6,500 events nationwide.
Yeah.
And
no
gave
kidding.
Away,
that's quite a
yeah,
number.
And gave away almost 60,000 cases of beer, too.
Yeah.
And we try to donate in every state that we legally can. We've got a team of 4 beer fairies that get to work with all these amazing nonprofits.
What a cool gig. Beer fairy.
Beer fairy.
Not Mark, you would love to be a beer fairy, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. I think
you are. Mark, talk
about it. And just think how much they learn about all these different events around the country, all these different organizations.
It's amazing.
They probably know as much as Mike does about different things, you know?
Nobody knows that much, but still, I get your drift.
Yeah.
Yeah, we support all causes, all genres of nonprofits.
Right.
We have an easy application on our website, lagunitas.com. So if anyone has an upcoming event that they need beer, raffle items, auction items for, we're happy to help you. But more about the Books and Brews event. So we've been working with the library on a few events over the years, and this is the first festival.
Yeah, this is definitely the first one where we're pairing with brews, with beer.
And a lot of breweries. It's not just, if you come, it's not just Lagunitas.
Yeah, it's not just us.
There's a lot of different brews to try. I think
that most
beer fans these days want some variety when they show up, and I think you supply some food, too.
Yes, so some of our other partners are, they're all going to be local breweries like Lagunitas, but we're going to have Bear Republic, Hen House, Russian River, Golden State Ciders. We're also going to have from them non-alcoholic refreshments, and we're also going to have appetizers from a la carte catering.
All right.
And it's this Saturday.
It is is this Saturday.
7 p.m. at the main library.
7 to 9, yes, at the main library. And you, we're going to also have displays. Some of the projects that the library has funded, so like the 3D printer, we have a piano. Yeah. So you can go and play the piano or learn how to play the piano. There's a lot of things that you
I'll
can
show
do.
Up and play the piano. I'm pretty good.
Excellent. We actually need somebody to play the piano, so we're still
all
looking
right.
for someone.
Okay, there you go.
We're also going to have a blender bike, so you can come and try it, so you can maybe make some margaritas if you want, you know, just bring the ingredients. But we're definitely going to be displaying that. And also local authors that have written books on brewing, and so you can learn more about our history on beer craft.
Sarah Jane Wiseman, Michelle Novacell.
Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wow.
And Adriana
Arizona.
Thank you. Adriana's with the Sonoma County Public Library Foundation. Sarah and Michelle are with Lagunitas Brewing Company. They're doing a Books and Brews event to help the Sonoma County Library that is happening this Saturday beginning at 7 p.m. at the main library downtown.
Have another beer.
Yes.
Thank you.
One of the daytime ones.
I don't know. I'm very tired. Mark, talk about these Lagunitas.
Well, I've been drinking the Lagunitas Summer Lager, and it's a great beer. Clean, crisp, and just a terrific summer beer. But the
and
other
this is
beer,
brand new, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's our seasonal.
And but the other beer they brought that I really like is the Lagunitas Daytime. It's just a fabulous beer. It's an IPA.
With a lot of Dayquil in it.
Yep, with a lot, plenty of hoppiness, but it's got the alcohol level that I like. It's only 4%.
Yeah. Right.
And
you like that.
As you know, my elbow goes at a certain rate.
It's
so
easy.
I like that 4%.
Yeah.
You can have a few of them, but it's got plenty of hoppiness, and it's just a great beer.
Yeah, it has a lot of flavor. Yeah. That one's delicious.
I can even drink it at night. You know, I don't strictly hold
whenever.
To the daytime. Yeah. I'm kind of a wild guy.
You are a rebel. Yeah. That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
And this, the IPA is...
This is their Lagunitas IPA, but it's a new can they brought along.
Oh, okay,
it's
gotcha.
A beautiful new can. I assume it's 19-something ounces.
19.2?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the big can.
The big tall can. One. When you just need that little bit extra... in your day.
Yeah, people tell me, well, Steve's got the big can. But that's a whole nother story. I don't want to go there.
Yeah. So these are all great beers from Lagunitas. And if you haven't tried the daytime, you really should. And the summer lager is, it's in season today.
It's nice just warm. Around now for summertime. So we're fingers crossed that it's going to become year-round. Is our hopes.
Very cool.
So if we can influence, we will.
It's our new favorite.
Well, you know, Lagunitas, as we've already talked about and have talked about for 11 years on this show, how much they do for the community.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
6,500 events.
Yeah.
Around the country.
And that's just our team. We have an on-site fundraising team, and we also have a festivals team. And that all supports nonprofits as well. So this is just what we do in a year-round.
Yeah, facilitating donations for, you know, events off-site.
Yeah. The company's amazing.
And yeah, they've been an important part of the community.
Yeah, for so long. They'll be part of the Railroad Square Music Festival this weekend.
We will.
As well.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
We had Josh Windmiller in earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And, geez, I don't know. It's Books and Brews this Saturday, 7 p.m. at the main Sonoma County Library.
Read a book, drink a beer.
That's correct. You're helping definitely support access to reading. So some of the efforts that we support will increase, for example, literacy or even teens to go to the library even more often. So last year alone, the summer reading program, our support helped increase their participation by 17%. So
that's incredible.
Thanks to sponsors and supporters such as Lagunitas.
We are going to participate in the summer reading program at our household. I'm going to sign my 6.5-year-old daughter up for it.
Wonderful.
So
Wonderful.
You're reminding me.
Yeah, no, there's tutoring. So last summer we gave over 2,000 books to teens. Jeez. And there's also programs for early literacy. So, and there's workshops.
To read to a dog. You have all kinds of incredible programming.
That's right. Yes. And we also have
The reading to dogs thing. I've been wanting to do that for a long time. Some friends of mine have. I'm too lazy. But I'm going to do it.
Your dog would appreciate it. Yes.
Well, I read to him, but he's,
I watch TV with my dog.
Huh? Yeah, so do I. Yeah. Look, Izzy, Lonesome Dove. Yeah. I love this show.
Yeah. Come on.
I'm getting 30 seconds from Mike DeWald. Special thanks to Sarah, Michelle, and Adriana. You guys, thanks so much for coming in. It's a pleasure to meet you guys. And keep on keeping on.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
One of my goals for 2019 is to read a book from beginning to end. That's a Seinfeld episode, okay? I got so many books at home in my library, and I'm reading, and I still have my library card.
Oh, wonderful. Way. Please bring it in.
Thanks, ladies, so much. Mark, thanks as always, buddy.
Very good.
We'll see you next week.
And we'll have our boss back, huh?
Herlinda.